For 2 weeks, from February 22nd through March 3rd, the mischievously inventive Happenstance Theater folks have landed back at Theater Project with their latest creation, Adrift, created by the company and billed as a medieval wayward folly. Artistic co-director and company member Sabrina Mandel will now explain just what that entails. Thank you for being here, Sabrina.
It's great to be here.
I have to ask, what is a medieval wayward folly, and how do you think that translates to the stage in this case?
Our version of a medieval wayward folly is a depiction of a medieval community, a sort of ship of fools, if you will, trying to make sense of the world. We were interested in parallels between this current moment and the Dark Ages. So that sort of launched us into the Middle Ages. We love the painting by Hieronymus Bosch of the Ship of Fools. Every time we've seen it, we identify very much with it as an ensemble of five performers who have worked together for a really long time. And we've been, as an ensemble, we've been asking a lot of very existential questions in this moment. And so we felt very inspired by this idea that we are kind of having to figure out what do we do now, now that we're facing kind of an existential dread. And this show is the result of that inquiry.
You are very clear about the inspiration from Hieronymus Bosch. And for those who don't remember their first year art history survey, I invite everyone to go look him up online because they are truly phantasmagoric and fantastical. And the tarot as well for some character archetypes. But I hear so many echoes of Samuel Beckett in this idea of clowns at the end of the world or after searching for a deep sense of meaning. That also, though, often carries with it a theatricality, element of clowning and puppetry and music and joy in its own way. Is that a part of the work that you're doing as well?
It is. Interestingly, this show is one of the least Samuel Beckett-esque shows that we've done, but this is a theme that we visit very often, sort of troops of eccentrics at the end of the world. Somehow it's a theme we land on over and over again. However, what we do in this show that I think is unique and different from how we've explored the theme before is that we channel everything through these medieval images of things like hell mouths and the existence of angelic beings. So we look more toward conjuring beings that give us hope. So it's a little less on the existential spectrum toward sort of godlessness. And it actually instead is about welcoming the mystery and looking for hope in this idea of the mystery.
Adrift and the Eccentric Fools of Happenstance set sail at Theater Project February 22nd through March 3rd, with more information and tickets available at theaterproject.org. My guest through this exploration has been Sabrina Mandel from Happenstance. Thank you so much for sharing these insights today.
My pleasure. It was great talking with you.